Let's bring in Dean Lester to preview tonight's meeting. How are you, Dino?
I'm very well, thanks, John.
Rail in the true position, your thoughts?
It's good to be back there. We've had a couple of meetings at the 5 metre spot. And to be honest, it's raced really well. But the true and probably the 2 metre spots are the ones that you like to see best at the Valley.
The club would be happy with the Typhoon Tracy. That's held up very well considering Caulfield's on tomorrow.
Yeah, and you've got the Angus Armanasco at 1,400 metres. So the trainers had to make the decision. And I think they've voted that the 1,200 at this stage is the better option because it's clearly the superior field of the two fillies fields on the 2 days.
All right, let's get some winners for the listeners. We bounced the ball at 6:30 with a handicap over 1,500. Scratchings here made a 1, 2 and 8. Fixed odds courtesy of tab.com.au. Leicester's your favourite for Weary at 270. Reflective 350. Ice Hunt 440. King Kabuto 6, 850 for Tusker Brook. And Kettleston is $19, Dean.
Yeah, I'd lock in that 270, John, about Leicester. I think he's the best of the night. He's a really promising horse. That was a very strong win at Terang last time out. And I think he can only improve off the run, gets a claim for Ethan Brown. And I think the speed map sets up okay for him too. Probably Reflectivity leads and he can probably track him. And I think he'll win to beat King Kabuto, who was okay winning at Sale as well. He was very green at Cranbourne. He was better at Sale, and that was a high-pressure maiden as well. Reflectivity was a bit wayward, got the job done at in Sydney last start, Hawkesbury, and will be competitive again, and maybe 9 Tusker Brook. This is a harder task, but did win here last time. But I think 4 is a real up-and-comer. 4, 3, 5, 9.
Okay, it's 270 fixed with Tab. What's your rating?
I reckon all being well, it'll run about 220.
Okay, 220, so the 270 is a bit of gravy for listeners. Second race is a sprint over 1,000 here, Dean. They're all running. Demerara is the favourite, 260. Freeze Over for Lane, 330. Holy Blade at 5. Avanti Rose, 650. Same quote for Easy Beast for Ollie. And that's where it ends. The others are 26 or better.
Yeah, the key to this race is how it sets up. There's a 1,000-metre race and good speed involved. You've got the likes of Demerara, Easy Beast, Freeze Over. Avanti Rose can use Barrier 1 and try and hold her spot, and even Extreme Bliss has got speed. So there's going to be plenty of pressure on here. I love the recent trial of Demerara in Sydney in preparation for this. Drawn well. I think it'll be hard to beat first up. Got a little bit lost when she did run here on Cox Plate Day, but I think with the benefit of that experience at the track and another preparation under her belt, I'm going to go with her to beat 5, Holy Blade. I think Holy Blade will sit back, let the race unfold and be the last man standing running on strongly. Avanti Rose was also in Adelaide tomorrow. I think this is the better option against her own age group, going very well. And Freeze Over, it was a funny little race first up. There was no pressure at all and got across cheaply and sprinted down well to win. I think she's got more pressure inside her, but with added fitness has got a chance. But a very even race. 3, 5, 1, 4.
3, 5, 1, and 4 from Dean on to race number 3. This is the 13th heat of the 55-second challenge. Smallish field, 6 and 8 come out, but quite an interesting race. Invincible Owl 3. It's Invincible 3:30. Mert the Flirt at 5. Demonstrate 5:50. Plateau Gold 9:50. Sunday Escape 10. Competitive race. How does the map look, Dean?
Yeah, John, I'm expecting Plateau Gold. It leads most races and it's had a few goes at these and it's got good speed. Sunday Escape, it's Invincible, have drawn 1 and 2. I think they'll be the ones trying to hold it out. I don't think they will, but they're the 3 speed horses. And then the other 3, you're looking at Mert the Flirt, Invincible, I'll Demonstrate, probably settling last of the 6.
Your thoughts?
Going with Invincible Owl, this is a great scenario for him. Not a lot of traffic. He can get back and just unleash that burst that we know he's capable of. And as Patrick Payne said on the Breakfast Club this morning, when he gets down in the weights, he's right at his best. So with 52 on his back, he's got a great winning chance. It's Invincible. Well, it's never run a bad race in his life to date. So don't know why he'd start here. He'll be right in the mark again. Demonstrate was a good run last start beyond Ken's Dream. That form worked out well, and he does race well at the Valley. The little query is back to the 9:55, but he's going to be probably tracking Invincible L and running on late. And Mert the Flirt back from the Gold Coast where he didn't fire in the Magic Millions, but suitable here to run well fresh. 7, 1, 4 and 2.
7, 1, 4 and 2. The distance 3,000 metre race is race number 4, last leg of the early quaddy. And one scratching here is number 7. Always interesting races from a speed map perspective, which we'll ask you in just a moment, Dean. But the fixed odds, firstly, with Tab for this race as my iPad goes into roll mode, as you will probably no doubt be aware of that problem. Here we go. El Haram is $3.30. King Commander's $4.40. Richard of York, $5. Banal is at $8. Blue Jangles, $9. Then our Yangtze and Crafty Cruiser at $11. Who goes forward here?
John, I would expect the speed to come from Blue Jangles and maybe Richard of York with the blinkers on out wider. Savaland, Crafty Cruiser hold their spots from barriers 1 and 2, and El Haram, the favourite, he probably lobs in the first 5 or 6 pretty comfortably, I would imagine.
Who wins?
I think he's got to be the one to beat El Haram. He's coming through just better races. He's had a good four-run build-up to now step out to 3,000 metres. Hasn't won beyond 2,100 metres in his career in Europe, but shapes like a real stay here. And that form through Double Bluff last start is terrific. He won the Tawny Knight Cup here last week, and this horse drops back into an 84 benchmark with the claim for Fred Kersley. So I'm with one to beat two King Kamada. He's been running well at 2,500 metres here, and he'll be better at the 3,000. He's a hurdler in the making as he jumped last season, so 3,000 metres is not going to hold any fears for him. Nine Bennell. It was a big run last start. He covered a lot of ground around the outside on the home bend and still kept going quite well. And he's a horse that's always looked like 3,000 metres and even further will suit him. So he's a genuine stay against Craig Williams tonight. And next best number four, our Yangtze, who I thought showed at least some encouraging signs last start. He was passing horses late at 2,500, so getting to the longer trip might suit. But I think on form, El Haram has to be clearly the one to beat. 1, 2, 9, and 4.
1, 2, 9, and 4. Firstly, the Quaddy Dunas Race 5, a sprint over 1,000 metres. We lose here 4 and 5. Fixed odds with Tab, Miss Vespa, 290. Scoozy, 4. Goodo, 5. Divantante, $6. And then you're out to 10 for Left JB Out.
Yeah, it's an interesting race in that not a race I'm that keen to get involved in, but first leg of the quaddy, we're going to try and narrow it down. And I'm going to put two of the on-pacers in and two of the swoopers here. I think I'm going to go with Divantante from Barrier 1, just getting a cheap run. Mark Zara to ride, a real bonus. Scoozy, I think was my original first pick when there was a bit more pressure in the race through Don't Play Around and even Weekend Escape. That little lack of pressure is just going to make it harder for her to come from the back and win, but she's in good form with wins at her past couple. 8, Goodo's the other back marker that would have preferred a bit more pace on, but with the lightweight can be competitive. And the other speed runner that's right in the race is Miss Vespa. Doesn't win out of turn, but it's going to be right there all the way and actually sets up a lot better for her now, that, as I mentioned, with the scratching. So they have taken their toll on this race, the two scratchings. My numbers, 10, 1, 8 and 6.
10, 1, 8 and 6, and those scratchings, numbers 4 and 5 for the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg of the quaddy is heat number 5 of the stayers. This is over a distance of 2,040 metres. I'll get your tips firstly, Dean, because my iPad's gone into roll mode again.
Yeah, time you upgraded it, I think, John.
I think so. It's an iPad too. That's not good, is it?
Ooh, that's a long way down the list. Yeah. Good speed in this race. The likes of King Vela is always trying to be put there because he's very well-paced. Vunga's up to this distance. Lannister, Manning Road, Shaq from out wide, and even Warrior Fire might take his chances out wide. So ultimately, I think quite a good speed in this race.
And your thoughts?
I'm going to go with number 11, Divine Command. I think this horse is building really well for Darren Weir. Took a while, typical Weir preparation, to really hit her straps, but the last three or four runs have been rock solid, and with the claim for Liam Reid and a good speed up front, I think Divine Command's got a terrific chance. I think she'll run the 2,000, and I think that's the key to the race. A lot of these might be just starting to be gasping with about 200 to go. One that won't be in that category is number 1, Sir Lopez. I thought his first up run at Colac was outstanding for what he is. He's a stayer. And out to the longer trip with a claim for Ethan Brown. He'll be strong late. I think he's the real value in the race. 10 Manning Road's racing well in these sort of races. Gets a cheap run from the draw. The blinker's back on. And 13 Imperial Edition. She was unsuited at 1,600 last start, but out to 2,000 on a reasonable speed, she could be an improver. But open race, but I thought 11 would run well from 1, 10 and 13.
11, 1, 10 and 13 in an open race. The scratchings are 12, 14, 15 and 16. The market, Vunga's 4, marching on 4.20. Manning Road at 6, King Valor 6.50, same quote for Divine Command. Feature event is the Typhoon Tracy. Strong race here. We lose 8 and 11. Fixed with Tab. Tulip 280, Bella Martini 440, Regimen 550, pretty fast at 10. Sienni is at $11, then Platinum Angel at $13. I suppose we start with Tulip. She's a class runner. She's second up today. First runner pass, Mark Dean?
Yeah, John, well, just not the right scenario for her. I think she's pretty well established what she can do now, and that's race well in high-pressure races. You look back, Golden Slipper, Blue Diamond, her run in the Everest, all fantastic. When she gets in those sit-and-sprint scenarios, she can be a touch vulnerable, and that's exactly what happened last start. Tonight, I think with pretty fast drawn out wide, Regimen might take its chances out wide, though it was ridden back in a trial recently and went very well. Stylish Missile and Bella Martini drawn in, I think they'll use their gates to advantage. So Tulip probably gets on the back of them. I think she's the one to beat just. I think Bella Martini's a very good filly. We saw her win here at Moonee Valley, then run exceptionally fast time in winning at Caulfield and then winning the Gosford Guineas. So she's got plenty to like about her. So I'm going ultimately with the two, probably they performed in the class fillies, numbers one and two. Nine True Excelsior is going to be big odds, but last start went round a very false favourite over the 1,000 metres. Was never going to be suited. 1,200 here, big field pressure, can run well. And 13 Stylish Missile, the filly that Sam Hyland just gave a mention to. She'll run really well. She's drawn a great gate for her, and she can be right in the finish. But I think the class runners, it comes down to 1 and 2, but then go a bit wider after that. 1, 2, 9, 13.
1, 2, 9 and 13. So True Excelsior's 26 and Stylish Missile $21. So maybe a bit of value there for the exotics. Last race, Dino, is a sprint over 1,200 metres, and we lose numbers 3 and 14. Tab Fixed Odds Market, Free Hearted, drawn a bit wide at $3. Boo Radley at $3.90. Hasky at $8.50. Poseidon's Pool is at $9.50. And Mandalay Bay is at $10. The To Kill a Mockingbird fans will be on number 10 here, Dino.
Yeah, and a good chance too for Boo. He's got a really good hope because he's the leader. I'm expecting Hasky to use the draw and maybe Canalasso from out wide to come across. I just hope Free Hearted has a little bit of luck from the outside draw. I just really like this.
Where does he get to in the map?
Probably midfield. Could take the chances and go forward with Canalasso and slot in fifth, sixth. I think if she has any reasonable luck at all, I really like her desire to want to hit the line. We've seen that at both of her wins at Sandown, and most recently it was a beautiful ride by Ethan Brown. He just let her go through her gears. I think even if she covers a little bit of ground here, when the rail's true, that's not too bad, and I'm going to go with 5 to beat. 10 Boo Radley, because you know where he's going to be in the run. He'll probably lead and give a great sight. 11 Canalasso returns here. First run for new stable with David Brightoak. First run since throat surgery. I've liked his recent trials. And 6 Mandalay Bay is going to be giving them a start, but will be strong late. 5, 10, 11 and 6.
5, 10, 11 and 6 from Dean in the last. All right, Dino, best bet, Ruffy, Quaddy and Player of the Day. We know the best is Get It Early.
Yeah, Get It Early. Race 1, number 4, Leicester. The best value wasn't my top pick, but I think race 6, number 1, Sir Lopez is huge odds to run well second up. The Quaddy, first leg 1, 6, 8, 10. Second leg 1, 6, 10, 11, 13. Third leg 1, 2, 6, 9, and 13. And the last leg just numbers 5 and 10. And the play of the day for me, John, will be a parlay 2-3 on race 1, number 4, Leicester. Race 4, number 1, El Haram. And race 8, number 5, Free Hearted.
Well played, Dino. Enjoy the valley in front of a big weekend out of the Heath. The Diamond is an intriguing race, mate.
It is, yep. It always is, and especially the years where there's no standouts. Not to say it won't be a tremendous race, which it will be. It'll be a great contest, and looking forward to it, and looking forward to all the racing tomorrow. The three group ones have all got their all level of intrigue, so be good to be out there and amongst the team.
And tune into the panel, headed by Greg Miles from 8 o'clock through to 9 o'clock. All the tips, Dean?
Yeah, all the tips tomorrow from 8 till 9, and then trackside tomorrow with Brendan and myself. Hopefully getting the winners pre-race and steering into future winners post-race. Always good fun.
Well played, Dean. Enjoy the weekend, mate.
Beauty. Thanks, John.
Dean Lester with his thoughts on tonight's program at the Valley. Nice little kickoff for the big weekend. Race 1, number 4, Lester is his best. Currently trading 260 fixed with Tab.